just to be clear, just so there's no misunderstanding, I really like Saul. Saul Anouz is one of my favorite people to talk to about all sorts of things. He just happens to be terribly wrong about this. Saul, I don't mean to say that offending you. You just happen to be terribly misguided on this one.
Unfortunately, I think you are. Look, if you look at ballot harvesting, right? So the first time they did it in California, we got our butts whipped. The second time what happened is Republicans went out and dealt with ballot harvesting in California, did some of our own ballot harvesting in California, and we actually picked up three congressional seats in California because we engaged in ballot harvesting. I think it's a problem. I don't think it's the best way to run elections.
It's a terrible way to run elections.
Republicans don't.
And if you have a national popular vote.
Mean Republicans.
You don't think fraud? Do you believe there's election fraud, Saul?
I absolutely do, and I think that under the current system, when you only have to flip 530 votes in Florida because of the winner-take-all rule, it's a hell of a lot more dangerous than if you try to rob 50 banks on a given day. And so if you've got election fraud, it's more dangerous and more effective under the current system because you can do it more effectively
amount of numbers. Let's get to some other systemic problems you have. First of all, this idea is, by any simple reading, unconstitutional for a variety of reasons. Number one, the Constitution recognizes two kinds of power. Those reserved by the 10th Amendment, reserved powers, those created and granted by the Constitution, delegated powers. And by the way, you asked about James Madison. His words, numerous and indefinite, that applied to reserved powers. And the state's power to enter into a compact with other states is reserved, almost always involves reserved powers. And here's the point. For these states to enter into a compact, according to the United States Constitution, the United States Congress has to give its blessing, has to approve of that. You guys argue incorrectly the other way, but your case doesn't
nobody
apply.
Nobody argues the other way. Nobody argues.
It's not constitutional.
No, first of all, it is constitutional.
See, there you did. You argued the other way.
Hang on a second, my friend. Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution gives the state legislatures the right to determine how electors are chosen.
Right.
Our Supreme Court, in a decision I do not agree with, by the way, basically has said citizens' initiatives are an extension of this of the legislature.
Hold on. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you a question. If the state legislature of Ohio said, we're going to raise cash by selling our electors to the highest bidder, would that be okay? I mean, the states can do whatever they want under what you just said.
Constitutionally?
Yeah.
Are you asking a constitutional question?
Yeah.
The answer would be yes. The state
no, come on, Saul.
Buddy. You asked an absurd question.
You gave an absurd answer. You can't sell electors. But you're telling me under the Constitution you could, which is nonsense, and you know it.
Under the Constitution, state legislatures could decide how they wanted to do it. First of all, they would never say they could sell electors.
How do you know that?
That's the question to begin with.
Because you would never think people would say ballot harvesting is okay, but it's going on. You would never think voting by phone would be okay, but it's going on. You would never think Vermont would allow non-citizens to vote, but it's going on. What are you talking about? Well, you wouldn't think that would ever happen.
Well, if you think that would happen, then how do you think you're going to win the presidency under the current system, where all of a sudden the five swing states could turn around and pass those exact laws that you're talking about, then we'd never have a chance to find the Republicans and conservatives nationwide?
Well, the swing states, including Ohio and Florida and so forth, are in no danger of doing that. What you have here is an unconstitutional attempt to change the way we elect presidents by creating a popular vote, which was opposed vehemently by the people that created the Constitution. It is.
Also not
why,
true.
Why not do it the right way? Why not do it the right way? Why not get a constitutional amendment? Do it right.
Well, because we are doing it the right way. This is exactly what the founders intended for state legislatures to do and how they were intended to act. And when the only vote they had 32 votes over 20 days on the constitutional, with regards to the constitutional convention, how to elect the president. And ironically, the one that came closest that lost by one vote was a national popular vote. So, and that was different than the current system because they never even discussed the winner-take-all rule.
It is not rational that the people's decision in Michigan would be overruled by the votes of citizens of unrelated states. That's called disenfranchising voters, me. That is disenfranchising
it is
me.
Every voter.
No.
It is rational when your vote counts.
If my vote does count.
To me, that's an irrational voting system. Right now, 4 out of 5 Americans live in states that are completely ignored in presidential elections because they're decidedly Republican or decidedly Democrat.
And again,
under a national popular vote, every single vote in every state, whether you win or lose that state, would count towards the national popular vote.
Here's another
just
little problem
for you. 514,000 other elected officials that we currently elect in this country.
Another problem for you is the fact that the Constitution also guarantees us a Republican form of government, which this is not, which is why we have the Electoral College, so that each state can send their electors as that state decided, not that Ohio decided, not that California decided, that Michigan decided. So I need to ask you a couple of things about this. This is going to go to the ballot in 2022. Is that correct?
That's correct.
God, I hope a lot of Republicans turn out and put this flaming pile of crap out. I do. I think this is awful. I think it's just awful.
Hopefully they'll get a little more information and be a little more accurate with regards to their facts. But we'll work on that.
We'll work on that because I oppose ballot harvesting. No voter ID, mass mailing of unsolicited ballots, all of the things these other states are happy to do and then claim my electoral votes and disenfranchise me, can't allow it. What do you have to do to get on the ballot?
We have to collect some 400,000 signatures across the state of Michigan and file them in the next 180 days.
Mm-hmm. And would it change the Michigan Constitution?
It would not.
All right, just one last thing. Anything that Mark Brewer likes, I find it awfully impossible to take a good look at because anything Mark Brewer's in favor of is probably flat out wrong. But so, I appreciate you being here. We'll have this discussion again, I'm sure.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, my friend.
Always. Saul the News, everybody, former Republican chair here in Michigan. I do like Saul. He's just terribly misguided on this. And it's dangerous. This is a dangerous proposal that would disenfranchise you and me and everybody else. It has no place. You cannot support ballot harvesting, voting by non-citizens, weeks-long early voting, voting by phone or computer, mass mailing, unsolicited ballots. All of this garbage. We'd be forced to accept what other states do regardless, even if they sold their electors to the highest bidder. Oh, that's absurd. So is this. It's trying to create an end run, a scheme on the Constitution, and it is not constitutional. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com, GruberForHillsdale.com.